This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A drone attack on a base in Jordan killed three American troops and injured dozens more on Sunday, with U.S. President Joe Biden blaming Iran-backed militants and vowing to hold those responsible to account. It's the first time American military personnel have been killed by hostile fire in the Middle East since the start of the Israel-Gaza war, and the incident will further raise tensions in the region and fuel fears of a broader conflict directly involving Iran. UN officials on Sunday pled with countries to reconsider a pause in funding for the UN Agency for Palestinians, warning aid for some 2 million people in Gaza was at stake. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
At least 9 countries, including top donors, the U.S. and Germany, have paused funding for UNRWA after allegations by Israel that a dozen of its 13,000 staff in Gaza were involved in the October 7th rampage, where Hamas gunmen killed 1,200 and abducting 253, according to Israeli officials. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a statement on Sunday that he strongly appealed to the governments that have suspended their contributions to at least guarantee the continuity of UNRWA's operations. He also vowed to hold to account any UN employee involved in acts of terror.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Talks held on Sunday, initiated by Qatar, the United States, and Egypt to broker a hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, were quote-unquote constructive, but meaningful gaps remain. The Israeli Prime Minister's office said it said the talks took place in Europe without giving a specific venue.